Back over to John S. Doyle for another look at what it says in Tuesday's papers.
Grilling is the word chosen by the Irish Examiner and Irish Independent to describe what is ahead today for broadcaster Ryan Tuberty and his agent Noel Kelly. A marathon grilling, says the Independent, referring to the hearings of two Oireachtas committees. Tuberty will be grilled for up to 6 hours, says the Irish Daily Star. It's the late, late showdown, according to the headline writers in both the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. Tuberty's future is on the line, says the Irish Times. Ryan Tuberty's predecessor at the Late Late Show, Pat Kenny, who is also a client of the agent Noel Kelly, was watching the last lot of committee hearings, and as the Examiner, Times and Mail report, he has hit out at what he sees as schadenfreude from a number of politicians. And being Pat Kenny, he explained that the German word means the experience of pleasure, joy or satisfaction that comes from learning or witnessing the troubles, failures or humiliation of another. Day one of the job from hell is how the Irish Daily Mail sums up Kevin Backhurst's first day in the job of RTE Director General yesterday. The paper reports that he ditched the executive board and apologised for what he called the shameful secret payments scandal. It was a promising start, says the Examiner in an editorial. There's a sense that someone is in charge in RTE with major decisions to come, writes Fionnán Sheehan in The Independent. The Examiner notes that there was a cautious staff welcome for Kevin Backhurst, who started the day with a lengthy email to staff outlining his plans. The paper quotes correspondent Emma O'Kelly, who is chairwoman of the Dublin Broadcasting Branch of the National Union of Journalists. She said he was very open and honest with us, but in terms of changing the culture, in terms of rebuilding trust, everybody is saying delivery is the thing. In other stories on the front pages, in the Examiner, Owen English reports that Garda inquiries are continuing in Cork after members of a self-styled online child protection vigilante group based in Northern Ireland confronted a man on the city's north side about allegedly grooming children online. In The Times, Sally Hayden reports that the Spanish Coast Guard says it has rescued 86 people from an open canoe more than 100 kilometres south of the Canary Islands after an aid group warned that hundreds of people had gone missing on three separate boats which were trying to reach Europe. On the features pages, the Examiner passes on five things to know about swimming in the sea. One thing, Helen O'Callaghan writes, is that lots of studies show that cold water reduces inflammation from chronic conditions like arthritis. Another thing, she reports, is that there's safety in numbers. Never swim alone. In the Independent's farming supplement, Tamara Fitzpatrick writes about a couple from County Cavan who, they say, had never touched a sheep, pig or hen before they started farming in 2021. 2 years later, Jane Carolyn and Derek Lynch's pasture-raised eggs, lamb and pork, as well as their homemade bread and jam, are selling out on a daily basis, the paper says. It's Wimbledon season and there's a related letter in the Times. I remember in the old days, Pavel Mariansky writes from County Waterford, that when tennis players hit a winning shot, they expressed their delight with a smile and a wave. Now they express delight with a snarl, a scowl, and a clenched fist. Is this evolution? Is the human race becoming angrier? He asks.